The content of this program is meant for educational purposes only, because knowledge is power. However, the controversial subject matter discussed may not necessarily reflect the views of this station, its management, staff, or its advertisers.
The Power Hour has been in existence since the turn of the 21st century. The need for independent media is more critical than ever as people search for the truth. For the past 20 years, the Power Hour has focused on subjects which inform and educate about the real challenges we face as a nation. Join us as we discuss the Constitution, current events, and natural health solutions with the best experts on radio. Learn from some of the most insightful commentators you'll find in talk radio. Now, here's your host of the Power Hour, Dave Krieger.
And a pleasant good 7:01 a.m. to you on this Tuesday morning. We are here at the Power Hour. We have a website called thepowerhour.com. For those of you who have never been there, we understand some of you may be tuning in and have never heard us before or never been to our website. We invite you to go there. You know what's neat about it? We offer a Power Mall, thepowermall.com. Thepowermall.com and thepowerhour.com are connected to each other. They both function to keep this show on the air. This week at the Power Mall, we have Strauss Naturals 10% off, as well as Grown by Nature products. Amberlynn Vitale is expected to be on the show with us later to discuss that. And of course, these are drop shipped. And when you order the 10% off Strauss Heart Drops, you get a free book with the Heart Drop orders called Beating Heart Disease, because this is Heart Health Month. So since we do care about that and we stock only the best, the Hawaiian term is Okanoi for only the best. Well, we have two Rick satellite systems to give away. See, there are benefits to listening to the Power Hour, either on radio or on live stream. You can listen to us on talkstreamlive.com if you want to. That will help keep our ratings up there because we're still in the Power 50. That must mean that our show has some merit. For those of you that want to see it continue, when you go to thepowerhour.com or listen to us on TalkStream Live, you keep us there. When you shop at the Power Mall, you do the same thing because we're 100% reader-supported platform. And we're 100% listener supported as well, which means without your support, we going bye-bye. That way you don't have any more show to listen to, if you get my drift. So help us out here. We have authors from time to time on our website. And they show up under the recommended books page. You know, we interview them on the radio here about their book. And, of course, the phones are still down. It does not look like we're going to have a toll-free number for you to call anymore, which means you're going to have to use your data on your phone, smartphone. You probably have text and data and whatnot. All that's, free anyway. It's included with your plan. And so you probably we'll give you a phone number soon where you can call into the show, because we cannot support the toll-free number. And that's not on us to do that anyway. So we should let you know that. So we're going to come up with another phone number for you to call to get into the show to talk to us. And of course, buying the books through our website, we get a small percentage to keep us on the air and help pay for the radio expenses, because we do have them. Running a nationally syndicated talk show costs a bunch of money. So without your support, you won't hear us anymore. So that's appreciated always. And if you're a first-time orderer or customer to the Power Mall, you get 10% off your order simply by using the code FIRST and the number 10 at checkout, which also applies to phone orders. In about 55 minutes, you can call 877-817-9829 if you've never seen us or talked to a live human being at the Power Mall. And we'll be happy to help you with an order, or you can go to thepowermall.com. You have to put the in front, or you're going to go to somebody else's website. thepowermall.com, thepowerhour.com. Now, we have a Power Mall catalog if you want one, but you have to call the toll-free number. I'll give it to you again real quick here, 877-817-9829. And in 55 minutes, when the Power Mall opens, you can talk to a live human being from 8 to 4 Central. In the meantime, looking forward to seeing and talking to Scott McKay, the Texas Lieutenant Governor. This is Dan Patrick, says it's clear the Democratic deep state run by Obama are taking Biden down. He has a website called thehayride.com. This should be interesting. Okay, moving on to news here at 5 minutes after the hour. Senator J.D. Vance of Ohio, apparently he read this bill that the Senate wants passed that'll give $95 billion, with a B, dollars of our money that we allegedly are going to owe, because they're going to borrow it from the Fed, to fund the Ukraine war. And when J.D. Vance looked at this bill, he found there was an impeachment time bomb aimed at former President Donald Trump if he wins re-election in November, and called on all of his Republican colleagues to vote against it. Now, why would this be under world news? Well, because it involves Ukraine and our participation in this proxy war. Buried in the bill's text is an impeachment time bomb for the next Trump presidency if he tries to stop funding the war in Ukraine. That's why they have to vote against it, according to what Vance posted on X. Elon Musk, of course, saw this and went, oh, this is insane. Earlier yesterday, Vance sent a memo to his Republican colleagues highlighting that the bill would fund Ukraine through September 30th, 2025, which would be nearly a year into the possible second presidential term for Trump if he's reelected. Vance, of course, wrote in the memo, this bill includes $1.6 billion for foreign military financing in Ukraine and $13.7 billion for the Ukraine Security Assistance Initiative. What in the Hades is that? These funds expire on September 30th, 2025, nearly a year into the possible second term of President Trump. He noted that those were the same accounts that then-President Trump was impeached for pausing in December of 2019. Then Army Lieutenant Colonel Alexander Vindman and his twin brother, then Army Colonel Eugene Vindman, who both worked in the National Security Council at the time, had claimed that Trump froze the aid to get dirt on then Vice President Joe Biden and his son Hunter Biden's business dealings in Ukraine. Vance noted that every single House Republican voted against Trump's impeachment. He was later acquitted by the Senate. So this whole thing basically is set up if they vote and they pass this legislation. Of course, it has to go to the House, too. The Senate is due to vote on the bill. It requires 60 votes to pass. And so basically, they're either going to shut this impeachment time bomb off and remove it, or vote no. And of course, former acting director of national intelligence, Rick Grenell, who's been on the show before, posted on X as well, how ridiculous is this secret set of handcuffs? Wow. So you see, they write all this gobbledygook in there, and it hadn't been for people reading it, it'd be a real problem. And of course, in the House of Representatives involving Ukraine, Speaker Mike Johnson torches the foreign aid bill, saying the border must come first. Now, why is that important? Why does that make world news? Well, because the world is emptying into the United States. The Senate's wasting its time, according to Speaker Johnson, passing tens of millions of dollars in foreign aids without border security measures. Now, I thought it was billions. Come on, Mike Johnson, get your figures straight. In a statement issued less than an hour before the Senate began a series of procedural votes to waive budgetary points of order and invoke cloture on the bill, Johnson dismissed the effort, suggesting the House wouldn't bring it up. So there. All you rhino senators out there, you warmongers, there you go. There's a raspberry for you. I'm being nice. The Senate did the right thing last week by rejecting the Ukraine, Taiwan, Gaza, Israel immigration legislation, due to its insufficient border provisions. Oh, my goodness. You understand that was an immigration legislation to allow all these people from these four countries, or Gaza, it's not really a country, it's territory, to flood America. You know, it's bad enough that we have people who are sympathizers in this country doing what they're doing. And I point to a news story. This happened in Houston. Understand that it's pretty serious what happened in Houston, Texas. And you have to go, if you're getting our email blast, it's kind of toward the bottom of the national news. There was a shooting at Joel Osteen's church in Houston. And apparently it was done by a shooter who identified as transgender with a long criminal history. His name is Jeffrey Escalante. And of course, she went by Genesee Moreno. And of course, authorities are saying the shooter had a sticker with the word Free Palestine on it. And of course, what's even worse, the shooter, Jeffrey Escalante, brought a 7-year-old child with him, her. God, you're getting confused about this, right? No, it's the same person. And of course, the child was struck in the head in the exchange of gunfire because, fortunately, there were two law enforcement officers there, off duty, but they were there. And they stopped further injuries when the shooter entered the church and started opening fire. This is at the Lakewood Church, which seats roughly 16,000 people that Joel Osteen leads. And then, of course, the police chief said it's unclear who shot the child, but the chief blamed the shooter. That female, that suspect, put that baby in danger, he said. I'm going to put that blame on her. So, you see, this is what is going on with our cancel culture. So while our whole country appears to be imploding, we're in the middle of an election year. Attorneys for former President Trump have filed an appeal with the Supreme Court, hoping to win a motion to dismiss one of the federal criminal cases against him on the basis of presidential immunity. And here's what the attorneys are saying. Without immunity from criminal prosecution, the presidency as we know it will cease to exist. So, this is a 100-plus page filing that was filed yesterday. Defense attorneys requested the Supreme Court issue a stay on the lower court decision pending a review from the high court. Prosecutors, of course, demanded the district court proceedings resume while President Trump pursues avenues of appeal. He's asking the Supremes to shut it off. Trump's attorneys argue that in 234 years of American history, no president has been criminally prosecuted, and for good reason. To set such a precedent would open the floodgates. Oh, gee, you mean what the current president is doing? You could prosecute him for that? I think every American out there, right-thinking ones, I think they all know that. I think they understand it. But you see, despite what Biden is allowing to happen, despite the special counsel reviewing and putting out a 300-plus page report saying that Biden's a nut job, just an elderly man with a memory problem. Yeah. And of course, Biden had to come on the media and, I am not, start screaming like all demented patients do. When they get irritated, they start sundowning and they start screaming at everybody. I mean, come on. You don't think that's what's going on, really? Last year, Trump was charged and pled not guilty to four counts of conspiracy and obstruction over his actions on J6th. He has since filed four motions to dismiss the case, the first of which is based on presidential immunity. So now it's at the Supreme Court. So, you know, if the Supreme Court doesn't do something about this, we could have destructive cycles of recrimination, according to Trump's attorneys. Meanwhile, this other case that is going on down in Georgia, Fulton County Superior Judge Scott McAfee confirmed that the hearing about misconduct claims against Fulton County DA Fannie Willis and her special prosecutor Nathan Wade must occur. And it's going to happen this week, Thursday, and it could lead to disqualification of Ms. Willis and Mr. Wade. Now, does that mean the case would be dropped? Possibly, because these two who have been in charge of it can't do anything about the case. They can't handle it. Do you think they're going to pass it to somebody they think is just going to? I want to know what's going to happen to all those people that took a plea deal and didn't get charged with the key kicker, this RICO, Georgia RICO statute. Everybody else got charged with it and pled out. They didn't get charged with RICO. They got charged with everything else, but not RICO. I mean, I wonder if they're going to be able to come back and say, hey, I want to reverse my plea. I want to reverse my sentence. This isn't right. Well, see, they should have thought about that and just waited. See, this is what they do. They stack the deck. And this is federal and state prosecutors, both in the corporate world of government. They stack the deck so that you have to take a plea deal. Otherwise, you face the most serious consequences in the history of mankind. And of course, Miss Willis is like, she filed a motion arguing no evidentiary hearing was necessary because no conflict of interest had occurred. They're really good at lying about what happened. The judge rejected that argument, by the way. And even the judge said the facts alleged by the defendant here, that's Mike Roman, could result in disqualification. He is going to hold an evidentiary hearing to establish a record on those core allegations. So all of this case to all of these defendants weighs in the balance. And Trump's attorneys are in on this too. In the meantime, Representative Jim Jordan of Ohio, who's chairman of the House Judiciary Committee, is now opening a new investigation into how the DOJ handled its prosecution of the IRS contractor. This would be Charles Littlejohn. How he released and leaked former President Donald Trump's tax records, among others. The Latin term is, among other things, inter alia. September 23, the DOJ filed a criminal information letter with the U.S. District Court for Washington, alleging Littlejohn gathered the tax records of thousands of wealthy U.S. citizens while working for Booz Allen Hamilton, a company contractor of the IRS. And of course, he immediately entered into a plea agreement in which he admitted guilt to a single count of unauthorized disclosure of tax information and sentenced last month to a 5-year prison term along with a $5,000 fine. And of course, now Mr. Jordan is saying, hey, you released tax records for Rick Scott of Florida, Tesla CEO, Elon Musk, Amazon founder Jeff Bezos. You leaked tax information for more than 7,600 Americans. You got a sweetheart deal. That's what he is alleging. And he's going to look into it now. So 5 years, that's all he gets for leaking Trump's tax records? Huh. Mr. Littlejohn admitted in his plea agreement that he was aware the IRS has safeguards in place to catch people looking for specific information and managed to flout this safeguard by using more generalized search terms to find the tax records he was looking for. Mr. Littlejohn also admitted he knew that the IRS also had methods to detect downloads of large batches of data and knew to avoid these detection methods by instead directly uploading these selected IRS files to a website he controlled. And then he leaked it. You think 5 years is enough? I know you're shaking your head. No. Really? Seriously? I mean, that's personal information. Could have been you. But they're doing it to Trump because it's an election year. Mr. Littlejohn obviously has some political agendas stored somewhere up in his little brain. Don't know what made him think he wasn't going to get caught. 20 minutes after the hour, Arizona lawmakers have agreed on a bipartisan bill supported by Governor Katie Hobbs, of course. Everybody's wondering, is she really the governor? Guess what this bipartisan bill does? Gives more time for an automatic vote recount. She's expected to sign House Bill 2785. She told NBC News, while this legislation isn't perfect, it's a result of hard-fought compromises from everyone involved. Arizonans can rest assured that their voices will be heard and that our elections will run free of political interference. Really? We'll see. You shall know them by their fruits, folks. The bill was prompted by warnings that new automatic recount rules could prevent Arizona's electoral college votes from being counted by the deadline for the J6 count. This is really sad, see, because January 6th now is going to have a double meaning. Because first off, people are going to say, well, January 6th is, well, it's Epiphany, but they obviously didn't have an Epiphany last J6. They went ahead and counted these things, and Mike Pence could have stopped it all, but he didn't. He just let it go on. And J6 then resulted in a riot in the Capitol building. Because, see, the people who know the truth know this was not an insurrection. Insurrection is what Democrats like to throw around. You know, take your, you know, this is like, you know, you want to say somebody is an insurrectionist? Try walking up to one of these senators and screaming out at the top of your lungs on the Senate floor, or the House floor, you're a pedophile. How's that make you feel? You know, does that feel good? Or you raped me, Senator. Does that make you feel good? See, all you got to do is walk out and say, me too, and boom, everybody's pointing a finger. You see how easy that is? See how you can ruin somebody's life? This is what the other side does when they say insurrection. That was not an insurrection. They like to twist the word so it fits their political narrative. I think we all know that. But calling Trump an insurrectionist when he said, I want you to peacefully go to the Capitol and demonstrate. But that's not what happened, because the agents provocateur provided courtesy of Pelosi and others were waiting to yell at all these people, get in there, break the door down, storm the Capitol. And everybody, of course, when it got to that point and they were all there, instead of being peaceful about it, they fell into the trap. And that's why they're all sitting in the D.C. gulag. Do you feel sorry for them or not? They were misled or not? I mean, I think we all know that. I think America is pretty pissed off about what happened to all these J6 defendants. They're being treated as if they're enemy combatants, and not one of them had a gun. Well, one of them might have, but he didn't pull it. He didn't shoot anybody. No, Ashley Babbitt got shot. Roseanne Boylan got suffocated. And then Lila Morris, the Capitol police officer, continued to beat on her even though she was passed out. Lila Morris, you're so lucky that somebody didn't take that baton away from you that had a black belt in martial arts and thump you on the head a few times with it until you passed out. You're so lucky that that didn't happen. They're so lucky that, you know, people didn't rush the door after the police officer shot Ashley Babbitt and went after him and pinned him down and turned his own gun, took it away from him and shot him with it. Now, that might have been an insurrection. Just a little bit. But that didn't happen. There was no insurrection. This is all part of name calling. This is what the other side uses when they want to inflict major damage. And that's what they've done. Doctors have cleared Defense Secretary Lloyd Austin to return to his official duties today after an emergency non-surgical bladder procedure, according to the Pentagon. Doctors at Walter Reed National Military Medical Center, where Mr. Austin gets his nice little benefits that we don't get, underwent non-surgical procedures under general anesthesia to address his bladder issue. No prolonged hospital stay for you, Defense Secretary Austin. Until he returns today, Deputy Defense Secretary Kathleen Hicks is currently acting in his stead. But You ever been to the dentist? You ever done oral surgery? Ever been to outpatient procedures in a hospital? And they give you a little Versed to calm you down and then to give you some propofol to knock you out while they do this little procedure. What do they tell the outpatient? Do not drive a car. Do you notice that? They have to actually have somebody there to drive you home. Or do anything. Don't do anything that requires critical decisions like making legal decisions or anything like that for 24 hours. You think Austin's going to abide by that legal advice? Or is he going to come to work under the influence of whatever drugs they gave him? How do you think that's going to work? Doctors tell you this. They said, don't drive a car and don't make critical decisions for 24 hours. You know, go home, get some rest, then go to work, then do what you got to do. Apparently, Austin's not going to do that. What if he's going to abide by doctor's advice or he's just going to come to work under the influence of drugs? Interesting. I just thought I'd throw that in. Now I want to get to something really important here. Now, you know what? We're getting so close to the break. I'm going to wait until after the break to talk about it because it's extremely important. It's something that probably went unnoticed that people need to understand. Diamondback Energy and Endeavor Energy Resources LP are going to merge to create a premier Permian independent oil and gas company. And guess what? The press release Diamondback Energy put out advances ESG. Imagine, if you will, another recall warning again by the FDA. Ah, yes. Remember those products, Rizzo Lopez Foods from California, Modesto? Huh? Well, there's another nationwide voluntary recall of over 50 dairy products for potential listeria contamination. Listeria. Now, the latest addition to the recalls are 768 units of Chicken Street taco kits that contain cheese ingredients in the Crema cup supplied by Rizzo Lopez Foods. Throw them out. We have the numbers, the product label numbers. You know, if you have anything that's labeled Rizzo Lopez or you have anything, these Chicken Street taco kits produced by Save Mart companies sold at Save Mart, Lucky and Lucky California stores in California, Nevada, pitch them. And, of course, the FDA also included Mexican-style street corn bites produced by California's Perfect Bite and distributed in Costco warehouses in California and Hawaii with a lot number 2232321 and a best-before date of February 21st, 2025. No illnesses have been linked, but they don't want to take any chances. Yep. All eyes are on fluoride. We told you yesterday about one Union County, North Carolina, is going to do. They're getting rid of it. Landmark federal trial resumes about fluoride in the water. It's got to be one of the world's longest running and most widespread socio-medical experiments. And all they did, see, this is why we have Vitamir toothpaste and mouthwash, so you don't have to worry about protecting your teeth and gums, huh? Okay, now we're at the break, and when we come back, I'm going to talk to you about something that's of extreme importance to everybody's financial well-being. Stay with us.
iComplex CS is a comprehensive natural medicine formula to nourish and heal eye tissue formulated by a board-certified MD ophthalmologist, Dr. Robert Abel. Why you need vitamins for your eyesight? There is a direct and proven physiological connection between the nutrients we put into our body and the quality of our eyesight. Some vitamins for eyesight can be absorbed from the food we eat, but other vital nutrients cannot, especially if you're not eating a daily, nutritionally balanced diet. Additional supplements are essential for optimal eye health, as well as your overall physical health. With 23 vitamins and nutrients such as N-acetylcysteine, which is important for removing toxic substances from the liver, this, the most complete clinical strength eye and total body multivitamin available in one supplement. Call the Power Mall at 877-817-9829 or order online at thepowermall.com.
Break the bond to Big Pharma. Hi, it's Joyce Riley with the Power Hour to tell you about the powerful benefits of Strauss Heart Drops. Many people today are locked into the routine of taking multiple prescription drugs. Strauss Herb Company believes that everything the body needs is provided by nature. Strauss Heart Drops may clear congested arteries, restore damaged muscle, maintain healthy cholesterol levels, and flush toxins and metals from the body. They may even be helpful in treating varicose veins. And unlike prescription drugs that are packed with chemicals, Strauss Heart Drops are 100% natural and harness the healing power of herbs like garlic, cayenne, white willow bark, and mistletoe. For the full line of Strauss products, I urge you to call the Power Hour at 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Or visit thepowermall.com. And remember, beware of knockoffs. Get the original. Get Strauss Heart Drops.
With inflation constantly chewing away at the value of paper money, perhaps it's time for Americans to bite back. Ownership of gold and silver coins provides great counterbalance to weaker paper money value. U.S. Coin Capital provides physical gold and silver coins. You can reach us directly at 1-800-878-2646, uscoincapital.com.
Hi, this is Dave Krieger for the Power Mall. If you've seen me take a Regaresp while live streaming on the Power Hour, you should know that I take this great product from North American Urban Spice regularly. One of the worst things that can happen to a talk show host is lung congestion, and a Regaresp keeps that at bay, especially during allergy season. If you're suffering from sinus issues, you may too be suffering from sinus drainage, which gets into your lungs and that affects your breathing. I practice what I preach when it comes to having clear lungs. I can't say enough good things about a Regaresp in helping to restore lung function due to sinus drainage and allergies. If sinus issues are bugging you like they do me, do yourself a favor and pick up a bottle of a Regaresp from North American Urban Spice online at thepowermall.com or call 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. A Regaresp, one of the great products from North American Urban Spice.
Hi, this is Linda from the Power Mall. I would like to tell you about a product that I personally take and recommend. I was very drawn to the Bone Active Topical Rub because I want to build healthy bones and prevent age-related bone loss, which so many of my friends have. Bone Active Oil contains three of the most potent mountain herbal oils known to man: sage, rosemary, and oregano. I rub it on my joints and on the bottom of my feet, and an added bonus is that it smells amazing. Not only is it potent by just rubbing it on the body, but also can be taken internally. Take advantage of the research. Use Bone Active rubbing oil and capsules to support a healthy overall bone density response. I'd love to talk with you more about this product. Call me at 877-817-9829 or learn more by visiting thepowermall.com.
Listen, one of the things that was not mentioned was the Oregadent. That's for when you brush your teeth. You just take it and put your toothpaste on your toothbrush and just take a couple drops of Oregadent and put that on your toothbrush and brush your teeth. And I'm telling you, that stuff, once I brush my teeth, I don't want to eat anything for a while. Anyway, it's wonderful. So I use it a couple times a day, and your teeth really do feel so fresh. It's going to help a lot the next time I go to the dentist. So I really appreciate you giving me the heads up about that one.
Need to speak to a real person? Call Jay at thepowermall.com and receive superior customer service. Call 1-877-817-9829 right now. That number again is 1-877-817-9829. Support small businesses and buy from the good guys at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com.
Hi, this is Jay at the Power Mall. I thought I would discuss an item that's very valuable to my personal health and well-being. That product is called Curcumin X4000. Its potent antioxidant properties have been shown to decrease swelling and allow us to enjoy our golden years. Take control over your health today, guys. Order Curcumin by calling 877-817-9829 or order at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com.
We're 34 minutes after the hour of 7 a.m. where we are. That would be Central Time. We're about 25 minutes away from the Power Mall opening, where we have 10% off of Strauss Heart Drops. That's right. And you get the free book, Beating Heart Disease, when you order the Strauss Heart Drops. So you get 10% off of that. Plus Grown by Nature also. Amberlynn Vital is going to be joining us at the bottom of next hour. We're planning on that anyway. You get 10% off that too. They're both drop ship, which means they're going to come right to you from the company. So that's a good thing. So that helps keep us on the air, if you get my drift. All right. Now, I was talking of something that's going to benefit your financial well-being. You know, here at the Power Mall and the Power Hour, we're all about your health and keeping you fit, healthy. Well, how about healthy? You know, what's in your wallet? You know, if you've heard that. Well, there is a an issue that just came down last week that just kind of like whoosh, went past everybody. I think you should know about. It's important because it affects you. Affects everybody. Everybody that's got credit cards, everybody that's got a home loan, everybody that's got anything of any consequence. The Supreme Court has ruled that a person can sue the U.S. government under the Fair Credit Reporting Act. Now, that's just one. People are going to expand on this, and they're going to quote this case when they want to sue the government. They affirmed this in a unanimous 9-0 opinion delivered by Justice Neil M. Gorsuch in the case of the USDA, which is the Department of Agriculture, Rural Development, Rural Housing Service, versus Kurtz, K-I-R-T-Z. And we've got a link to the court case there. And the ruling was that a consumer can sue a federal agency for defying the terms of the Fair Credit Reporting Act. This is USDA v. Kurtz, all right? Now, I want you to understand the importance of it. Kurtz is a consumer who secured a loan from the Division of the United States Department of Agriculture and later sued the agency for monetary damages under the FCRA, allegedly that the USDA falsely told a credit reporting agency his account was past due, thus damaging his credit score and his ability to secure loans. Well, you see, here's the thing about Mr. Kurtz and that loan. It was paid off. They screwed up. And, of course, what did the USDA do? Well, we're a government agency, and we have sovereign immunity, and we're going to invoke it right now. And so the district court sided with the USDA. Of course they do. They circle the wagons when they get attacked. Circuit court reversed the decision, holding the FCRA authorizes lawsuits for damages against any person who violates the FCRA, expressly defining a person to include any government agency. This is the Circuit Court of Appeals, by the way, that reversed that decision from the lower court. And I have to point that out because some of these briefs that are written about it are not legit. They forget to tell you which circuit court reversed the lower court decision. So I'm telling you right now, probably was the Third Circuit. A person, according to this is the thing about the Supreme Court of the United States, folks, I got to point this out. And this is not legal advice. I'm telling you this from my paralegal research. This is what the law says. If you have a Black's Law Dictionary, which I do back here, it's right over here. This Prosser and Keaton on torts. Oh, there's my Black's Law Dictionary. I got 6th edition and 9th edition back here. They're fairly fat. A person is defined and includes any government agency. And, of course, the FCRA, passed during the Nixon administration, authorizes lawsuits for damages against any person who violates the FCRA. And the person includes any government agency like the USDA. The Supreme Court agreed and held that a consumer may sue a federal agency for defying the Fair Credit Reporting Act's terms. The FCRA clearly waives sovereign immunity in cases like this one. The FCRA's requirements apply to persons who, like the federal government here, furnish information to consumer reporting agencies. That's any agency of the government, that, like the FBI, who looks at your credit report without you knowing about it. fence in, and if they put anything on there, anybody, DOJ, doesn't matter. Anything derogatory on there can be disputed. Now, here's the thing. Understand that the Supreme Court is acting under an Article 1 law. We are in Article 1, not Article 3. We're in Article 1. It involves contract law. Article 1, Section 10, Clause 1 of the Constitution, right? The United States Congress in 1970 enacted 15 U.S.C. 1681. Which allows consumers to sue lenders who willfully or negligently supply false information about them to entities that generate credit reports and protects information collected by consumer reporting agencies such as credit bureaus. And we're providing them with a link so you can actually look at it. Now, where are we going with this? Well, you see, when your credit report gets pulled, could be for a background check, could be for drug testing, could be for occupational health screening, could be for any number of things, pre-employment screening solutions, any number of things they pull your credit report. Why? Because they want to know, especially if you're dealing with money, you got to work for a bank, you're going to be a teller, you're going to be handling their green. They want to know whether you're inclined to pilfer any of it. And they do that by pulling your credit report to see how deep in debt you are. If you've got great credit, 900 credit score, and you have a minimum amount of credit cards and you have a house that's paid off, you have no reason to steal from the bank. See how that works? Walmart does the same thing. They don't want you ripping off. If you're a clerk in there, you're ringing up people at the cash register and taking all this cash. They don't want you ripping them off and shorting your drawer. So, you know, this is all these things can affect your job status, hiring status, any number of things. Can also affect your right to obtain credit, just like it did with Mr. Kurtz. This is one of the reasons why I wrote the Credit Restoration Primer, which is a valuable tool for cleaning up your credit and exercising your Article 1 administrative rights to justice. Now, I have to preface this because I ran into this thing when it first came out. I know, I don't mean to belabor the point. You can go to the Power Mall and buy the book, all right? When it opens up, call Jay and get a copy of it sent to you. It's got a letter in there. Got sample letters of all the stuff I used to clean up my credit report. Well, you think I'm perfect? No, I'm not. But see, I learned the law and what the law says. And you see, you can't sue the government agency outright until you have exhausted all administrative remedies. You'll find that out. You go ahead and spend all this money and go to court. Go to federal court and sue the government agency. Go ahead. Then they're going to tell you, well, I'm sorry, but you didn't file a dispute with the credit bureau first under Section 611A of the Fair Credit Reporting Act. Thus, we're not going to claim jurisdiction here because you didn't exercise all the Article 1 administrative rights that you had available under the Fair Credit Reporting Act. Da, da, da. See what I mean? People are so quick to just jump to conclusions. Good, let's sue the federal government. I got one for you. Let's go one deeper than that. Because, you know, after all, Section 611A of the Fair Credit Reporting Act does allow you to sue a government agency under the FCRA. In this case, it was the USDA. But let's talk about some other little agencies out there that have a tendency through their servicers to taint your credit report. Let's talk about three government-sponsored entities that are all government agencies. Two of which are under conservatorship of the Federal Housing Finance Agency, that all are responsible for putting crap on your credit reports. I remember I brought this up. We've been doing some research here, and we're discovering that every time your loan gets securitized in one of these GSEs administered securitized trusts, the note is canceled. It says it right there in the Internal Revenue Code. That's Title 26 for those of you who don't know it. Now, what happens when Fannie, Freddie, and Ginnie are responsible through their agencies like HUD? Because that's what Ginnie Mae, you know, HUD, they're all connected. FHA, Federal Housing, when you get an FHA loan, Ginnie Mae guarantees it. And they guarantee to make the payments, whether you make them or not. It says it right there in Ginnie Mae's own thing. I got documentation from Ginnie Mae on one of their prospectuses that say, we guarantee payment to our investors. Let me ask you a question then. How can you be in default? So when your servicer comes in and taints your credit report, your servicer screwed up. But it's doing it because Fannie, Freddie, or Ginny told it to. They haven't made their monthly payment. But wait a minute. What about that little provision that says when your loan is securitized, the note is canceled? What about that provision? You lied on my credit report, sir. Do you realize that Fannie, Freddie, and Ginny are responsible for 60% of all the securitized loans in America? 60% of all the securitized loans in America. And you got foreclosed, did you? Know somebody who did just recently foreclosed? Because, see, with the FCRA, you got 2 years to sue. Wow. I'm working on court cases right now that's just as soon as this, I read the Supreme Court ruling, I went ding, 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 ding. I smell money. Wow. This opens the door. Do you realize how many people are going to start filing lawsuits because their credit reports got tainted to the point where they got foreclosed on and then they couldn't borrow any more money? Why would you want to do that anyway? Now you've got the Fair Credit Reporting Act that you literally can, well, I'm thinking outside the box here. Let's just do a little hypothetical. John Q. Public gets this Fair Credit Reporting Act, Consumer Reporting Act in his mail. He looks at it and he goes, hey, that's not right. The government agency put this information on my credit report that's not right. So he goes and he gets a copy of the credit restoration primer. And he sees what letters to write, and he writes letters using his own information, sends it to the credit bureau, and the credit bureau goes over to the agency that reported it and says, the consumer is disputing it. And the agency looks in their records and says, nope, we're going to go ahead and just leave it the way it is. Okay. Then you file a second dispute and say, hey, I'm not late. I never have been late because when my loan was securitized, there was no note. Then they're going to get that and they're going to ignore it. Now you've exercised, hypothetically, all of your administrative remedies. Because, see, they're going to hold you to that when you go to federal court. Because now you can take them to federal court and you can sue Fannie, Freddie, and Ginny, hypothetically. Can't give legal advice on the show. I'm just laying it out there for you. Understand what the Supreme Court does when they make narrow rulings, because this is what they do. Anybody that furnishes information to consumer reporting agencies, the FCRA's requirements apply to persons. You know, I'm using quotes like Dr. Evil and Austin Powers, the laser, yes, persons who, like the federal government, furnish information to CRAs. That's what the opinion said. The Supreme Court made the final ruling. Bam. Did you even know that happened? 9-0, unanimous ruling. That the government can be sued if they screw with your credit file. But you got to do your administrative remedy first. We're in an Article 1 corporate venue now. Remember that. Food for thought. That's why when the Power Mall opens, you should get a copy of the credit restoration primer and look it up. Read through it. Before we went to break, we were talking about fluoride in the water. A lot of you don't like it. Some of you are trying to change that. You're trying to get off of city water. Well, municipal water supplies happen to be using fluoride that is neurotoxic. And, of course, all the people out there that they label conspiracy theorists, excessive amounts of fluoride lead to fluorosis of the teeth and skeleton, creating a radiologically dense piece of skeletal tissue that's actually quite brittle. The potential for concern has led to a landmark trial from attorney Michael Connett to remove fluoridation from American water supplies. See, this fluoride is not naturally occurring. They had to make a synthetic toxic substance and add it to the water. And the people who come out and say that it is neurotoxic, it makes you weak-willed and causes your body to break down. This is fluorosis of the teeth and skeleton. And you're called a nut job by the dentist, the dental community, everybody that's got to protect their profession. See how that works? That's why when I go to the dentist, and says, you want me to put some fluoride on your teeth? No. No, thank you to our dental hygienist. Yeah, I know you're good looking, but I don't want any fluoride. What do you want me to say, honey? I don't want any fluoride. I don't want you putting that garbage on my teeth. But it's safe and effective. Oh, that's what they said about the jab. Ah, my goodness. Now look what's happening. This is one of the reasons why, again, I mentioned if you want to do things to protect your teeth and gums and you want to filter your water and get rid of that, Vitamir toothpaste and mouthwash, we have it at the Power Mall. Should be one of the things that you order when you call. By the way, 10 minutes, Power Mall is going to open. I want you to start calling up and ordering because that's what's going to keep us on the air. Tomorrow you might tune in and I won't be there. Another health story. More babies are being born prematurely in the U.S. and doctors aren't sure why. Oh, you think? And the CDC, of course, is finding the preterm birth rate went up 12% between 2014 and 2022. My goodness, what could have caused such a thing? Factors impacting both pregnant people. Oh, notice how they use it. Pregnant people. Why don't they just say birthing parents? Wow. This is Dr. Manisha Gandhi, chair of the American College of Obstetricians and Gynecologists Clinical Practice Guidelines Committee. You see, they're all sitting there trying to tell you that we don't know why. We're seeing more diabetes. We're seeing more, you know, what is that? Autoimmune, come on. We're seeing patients with obesity, higher risk of hypertension and preeclampsia. Potentially some of those risk factors that lead to earlier delivery could be playing a role. What about all of the people that are having not premature births? What about people having miscarriages or stillborns? What about the jab? Anybody bother to ask that? Oh, no. Oh, we can't bring that into the conversation. All these mamas. I mean, look, what we've had Dr. James Thorpe on the show last year, and he warned you not to get the jab because now he's seeing the end result. Premature births, stillborns, birth defects. Yeah. Miscarriages. That's just for starters. That's just affecting the pregnancy aspect of things, not the human system. Now the human genome is getting altered, and we told you this years ago, and was anybody paying attention? Well, apparently all of our listeners were, but 220 million others who were out there that believed everything the government told them went out and got at least one, if not two, jabs. And now look what's going on. Like I said yesterday on the show, I talked to a guy the other day. He got one shot. Now he's got rheumatoid arthritis. Never had it before. He was a strong dude. Now he has a hard time even sitting in his vehicle, driving around, doing what he's got to do. Sad, isn't it? And just one monthly energy drink can wreak havoc on your sleep, according to scientists. We're talking about like Red Bull and Monster. Oh, darn. Yep. There's a wave of new options. These beverages have gained immense popularity, particularly among young adults. And those of you hockey players out there that drink vodka and Red Bull. Yeah, after the game, let's go have a vodka and Red Bull, eh? Yeah. A recent study published in the BMJ, that would be the British Medical Journal, Open Journal, sheds light on the concerning impact of consuming just one energy drink per month, suggesting that even a single can of Red Bull at the beginning of the month could significantly compromise the quality and duration of sleep for the next 30 days. Huh. Interesting. Here's some more science and tech for you. If you've got $3,500, are you really going to go out and buy Apple's new Vision Pro? See, there's some things that they don't want to tell you, like these very weird and messy consequences for the human brain by using these. Oh, and they would love for you, all these people that are making this stuff, these Apple Vision Pro headsets, you put them on and you're kind of like in a different reality in a three-dimensional universe. Yeah, virtual environments. Oh, they want you to wear them all the time. And they're saying, I don't think you want to do that. People who spend their workday inside a Vision Pro might go home at night with a miscalibrated targeting system and what feels like a mushroom hangover. Hi, Janet Yellen. You going to wear one of these? You got $3,500. I know you do. Why don't you go buy one and just sit in your office and veg? The Northeast U.S. is bracing for another nor'easter. 2 years it's happening for the second year. You know, 2 years ago we had one. New York City Public Schools closing in-person attendance today. They're expecting up to 8 inches of accumulation, 2 inches an hour, from eastern Pennsylvania to Massachusetts. Heaviest snowfall forecast to intersect today during the rush hour. Anybody up there in the Hudson Valley, New Jersey, northern Connecticut, Rhode Island, you're used to that stuff. Well, guess what? It's coming down. Yesterday, 49 people were already under winter alert, stretching from parts of the Central Plains and Midwest to the Northeast and New England from a weather system moving up from Oklahoma and Missouri. Well, there you have it. We're at the break again. Southern California is shaken by 13 earthquakes over 25 minutes. That story is also part of our email blast, which, of course, we didn't have time to get to. But you will eventually when you subscribe at the Power Mall and PowerHour.com. Power Mall's opening up in 5. Stay with us. Scott McKay joins us next.
Harmful organisms are everywhere affecting your health and well-being. Fortunately, there's a solution. Paratrex is a unique formula designed to help create an environment that's hostile to invading organisms. Made with a blend of herbs and other natural ingredients such as wormwood, which has often been used in traditional medicine as a dewormer. If unwanted organisms are affecting your health, Paratrex can help bring it all back in balance. Order today from thepowermall.com or call 877-817-9829. Are you tired of trying to figure out how to get all your fruits and vegetables into your busy lifestyle? OptiVita Complete Essentials provides you with 22 whole food vitamins and minerals, 29 fruits and vegetables, probiotics, antioxidants, and botanicals for ultimate health and nutrition. 30 individual packs, now less than $3 per day. Get your OptiVita Complete Essentials by calling 877-817-9829 or order online at thepowermall.com.
I don't know where to start. There's so many products you guys offer. I think one of the first things I ever ordered from you guys was your clay. The clay is miraculous. I could not do without that. And the charcoal, you know, you can get yourself in a bathtub to kind of help take the toxins out. So just those two alone, but I could go on to the OptiVita silver lozenges. Of course, then the Oregaresp and the P73, the oil of oregano, and your Vitamir toothpaste. Again, I could go on and on and on.
Call Jay at thepowermall.com and receive superior customer service. Call 1-877-817-9829 right now. That number again is 1-877-817-9829. Support small businesses and buy from the good guys at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com.
My husband is a welder by trade, but he grinds his welding products, and he doesn't wear a helmet or a mask to do that. And he had this cruddy stuff in his lungs, and it just wasn't going away. And I heard you one time talking about the Sera enzyme for the lungs, and my goodness, I mean, he can breathe so much easier, and I don't hear that crud in his lungs. Thank you so very much.
To find out more about this product or others like it, go to our website at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com. Call 877-817-9829. That number again is 877-817-9829. Jay's standing by to take your call. Now more than ever, we need your support. Buy from the good guys at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com.
Boost your immune system naturally this year with oil of oregano, a potent germ killer. This is the true wild oregano oil P73, a blend of edible spices of wild oregano grown on natural mineral-rich soils. Research published in the International Journal of Food Microbiology found that oil of oregano is an excellent germicide capable of killing a wide range of fungi and bacteria. Get it today by visiting thepowermall.com or calling 877-817-9829.